While I was 28, Martin Luther King was shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. 2 months after King was killed, Senator Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in a Los Angeles hotel after winning the California Democratic primary. Fold, flip over, open, fold, flip open. Thousands of young men were being drafted to fight in Vietnam. Anti-war protests grew and grew. My brothers looked for loopholes in continuously evolving military draft regulations. In Chicago, at the 1968 Democratic National Convention, thousands of policemen, state and federal officers, as well as members of the Illinois National Guard, given orders to shoot to kill, were deployed to discourage and suppress anti-war protesters. Not long after I returned to the United States from Africa, 4 students at Kent State University were shot to death by Ohio National Guardsmen during an anti-Vietnam War protest. I was 30. American soldiers shot and killed unarmed white students in America's Midwest. Everyone I knew was horrified. Now we knew that they would kill anybody. Just 10 days after the Kent State shootings, police walked on the campus of the predominantly black Jackson State College in Mississippi, stood in front of the students who were assembled, and fired 200 rounds of ammunition into the crowd. 200 rounds of ammunition. 200 rounds of ammunition. 200 rounds of ammunition. Dozens were injured. Miraculously, only 2 people were killed. Mainstream media headlines featured Kent State. Unarmed white American students being killed was big news. Little was reported about Jackson State College. Where was the news about the police killing blacks in Mississippi? You hardly knew it happened. Fold in, flip over, turn again, open. When I was 44, I visited the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park and Museum in Japan. Standing at that site of unbelievable suffering, I realized that we all participate. Our separation makes it easy to call each other enemy, easy to be complicit in acts of violence. When I was 53, I lived near the site where a bomb exploded in the basement garage of the World Trade Center. When I was 55, a car bomb exploded outside the federal office building in Oklahoma City. Open, unfold, flip over, open, unfold, flip over, open. When I was 58, James Byrd Jr., a 49-year-old black man, died while being dragged by 3 white men for 3 miles on an asphalt road behind their pickup truck in Jasper, Texas. 4 months later, Matthew Shepard, a 21-year-old gay Wyoming student, was fatally beaten in what was ruled a hate crime related to his sexual orientation. So much killing, so much anger, so much fear. Can hate be transformed?